Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, folks, we're going to have our dear friend coming on in just a few minutes here. So we won't get into the main part of the program until we have our dear friend on from Millennium Berkey Water Filters here in just a few minutes. But I want to tell you that we have a general now, all of a sudden, that we've heard for about a week now, who has was allegedly, and I say allegedly because through the wires and through the communications of our law enforcement and military people here, we've been hearing about some kind of a coup from the old dogs in the military that are going to try to take back our government from the Trotskyite neocons that run our government today. And Kevin P. Burns is a four-star general, and he was fired Tuesday, apparently, for sexual misconduct, according to official sources. Well, before this happened, we heard that he was a part of this coup that was standing up against the bombing of Iran that Vice President Cheney has already got worked out and has the military designing a plan to attack Iran with nuclear weapons if there's another 9/11 in this country. And we had heard that connected to this difference of opinions, we should say at this time, not a coup like we've been hearing, But four-star General Kevin P. Burns was a part of that, that he disagreed with starting a war with Iran at this time when we can't even handle the war in Iraq and Afghanistan right now. And so then we're also hearing from Vice President Cheney and others that there's an imminent attack on America, a nuclear attack on America coming. And so now, all of a sudden, this very general, four-star general Kevin P. Burns, is fired Tuesday, apparently allegedly for sexual misconduct, according to the official sources. But we're going to get into this some more today. Because this reeks, folks, this really reeks of what happened to our dear friend, Richard Taus. Remember our FBI, top FBI official, top agent anyway, who kept going after the Bush crime family and the CIA's drug running into the United States. And all of a sudden, he was told by his superiors to drop it. They even told him to go out and execute his snitches that informed him that the CIA was hauling hundreds and hundreds of tons of opium into the United States and cocaine into the United States. They told him to go out and kill his snitches. And, of course, Richard Taus wouldn't do that, and he wouldn't stop his investigation. So all of a sudden, he was accused of sexually molesting several little boys. And he went to jail and has been in jail now for something like 13 years. For crimes he didn't commit. And we know he didn't commit them because when the fathers who were in trouble, or the father, let's say, of the little boys who got up and testified against our brother, Richard Taus, FBI agent, and pointed the finger at him, that the father was working off a deal with the FBI on his own crime. And this was the deal. He'd get up and testify against our fellow officer there, Richard Taus, FBI agent, and that then they would let him off on his charges. Well, the little boys didn't want to do it, but finally they did get up and testify against Richard. But the problem was the dates that they chose to say that Richard had them at his home was the very dates that Richard was on a weekend away with the National Guard, or the Reserves. He was a military reserve, a colonel in the military reserve, Army Reserve, and he was away from his home. So, but, of course, the hand-picked judge wouldn't allow Richard to introduce that evidence into his trial before the jury, and they just literally railroaded him into prison. He's been there now for 13 years or more. And we're trying to help get him out. Well, all of a sudden now, we're getting these stories repeatedly from various sources that there's some kind of a problem in the military with some of the top generals not wanting to go along with the plan to bomb Iran and get us into a war with Iran. And also, we're hearing tales about there's going to be a nuclear attack on America within just weeks here again. We just heard again today that the military's leave has been canceled for the first of September, and we've heard that there's a drill coming up in Washington D.C. at Fort Monroe in Washington D.C. Where they are going to do a drill, and the scenario is that a ship comes into harbor, and there's a 30 megaton nuclear device. I forget what it is now. I don't have the report in front of me. But anyway, a pretty good-sized nuclear device, warhead taken off the ship. And the scenario for the drill, military drill, is that this thing explodes down there in Fort Monroe, and they have to deal with a nuclear explosion that takes out most of the East Coast in Washington, D.C. So, the head of Fort Monroe's Training and Doctrine Command is four-star General Kevin P. Burns, the one that was just fired Tuesday for allegedly sexual misconduct. So anyway, there's a lot of suspicious things going on, folks, right now that we're trying to sort out. We don't know what's real. We don't know if it's psychological warfare, psyops in there working to try to put fear in the American people's minds. We also do not know if it's put in there and being put out not through the mainstream media, but through the Internet, through some of the other foreign countries, that we're reading their information coming out in their news about these things, if it is there to discredit those talk show hosts like myself and others that bring these things to your attention, and then they don't happen. And all of a sudden, the Internet, who has this all over the Internet, is discredited. The Patriot talk show hosts are discredited by putting out these stories. And so we don't know what's happening yet, but we're going to get to the bottom of it. We have military people in the military right now working with us that love America, love God, and we're going to find out what's going on, but we just don't know yet. But something is happening. Something's in the wind. Well, let's just stop this just a minute now and go to our friend who gives us these wonderful, wonderful Berkey water filters. Debbie Monroe, welcome to the program, my dear. Good to have you on.
Hi, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Well, that's quite a story you've been talking about.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Some big things are happening, and we haven't sorted it out yet. We don't know if it's all psy warfare and psyops trying to discredit talk show hosts and the Internet by putting out these stories. There is. The problem is, Debbie, is that at the very day that the 9/11 occurred in New York City, we had a military operation going on, several actually, that was a drill of all things that they were drilling. Our military and Air Force was drilling on planes hitting some of the towers, the big buildings, and of course that's exactly what happened at the time of the drill. And the Air Force stood down. And then in London, at the very moment that their bombings went off, there was another military drill in London of the subways being attacked with bombs and everything and buses, and that's exactly what happened. So now, what do we have? We have a third scenario where at the end of August and beginning of September, they're having this drill down at Fort Monroe of bringing a nuclear device off a ship and pretending like it's going to go off to do a drill down there.
Yeah.
So it's got us kind of on edge because the last two times they had drills, these things really happened at the time and the place that these drills were going on. So that's what we're talking about today. But I want to tell you, Debbie, I want to thank you for my office here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order for making it possible for Angie and I to get a water filter in here. Matter of fact, we're going to get several of them here so that we can start having some good water to drink. And I just want to personally thank you because, as you know, we're going through a difficult financial time, and you've just been so good to us, and we appreciate you. And we want everybody out there to be prepared for whatever happens, whatever's going to happen. My goodness gracious, we've got to have good water. So please share with the audience what you've got available for them, would you please?
Well, we have, you know, the Berkey water filters. For those of you listeners that aren't familiar with them, they're a gravity-fed water filter. They don't take any hookups to your plumbing or anything like that. They're something you use every day, or you can use it in time of emergency. Of course, using it every day makes it so that if you do have time emergency, you're going to know how to use it right, and you'll have it ready. So that's always good. But the Berkey filters, we have lots of different specials available. If you call in and say you're a Jack McLam listener, we do use it to help support his airtime.
Yes, we sure do, my dear. Okay, we're going to come up on a break, and we'll be right back, folks. Get pencil and paper out, because we want you to have the opportunity to get prepared and to also have wonderful water coming into your family right now. And so hold on now, Debbie. We'll be back with you, folks. Stay tuned after these important messages.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Come in the Berkey water filters set a new standard for the water filter industry because they actually purify the pathogenic bacteria, cysts, sediment, volatile organic compounds, inorganic minerals, and things like that to a non-detectable level instead of just 99.99% like filters in the past have done.
Yes.
And we now have the black filters available in the stainless steel units now also, and we can send those out everywhere but California. For anybody in California, you still have to order the Lexan Berkey lights. But we had so many people who really like the stainless steel units, but they want them to have the black filters in them. We now have that available. And people are real excited about that. We have several different sizes. But the main thing is whether you get the Berkey light in the Lexan or you get it in the stainless steel, the main thing is that the black Berkey purification elements actually do take the pathogens out to a non-detectable level. And that's what we really want in our drinking water. We don't want any dead parasites floating around.
Listen, we've got enough problems with what we're putting in our body. We could at least have clean water.
That's right. That's right.
Good.
And we do have a post filter that will take out the fluoride. You know, fluoride's so terrible, and it's so hard to get out that we actually have to have a secondary filter attached to the first filter, and that will take out the fluoride. So that's a really good thing, too.
Yes, that's really good to know. There's going to be some more commentary on fluoride here very soon. We're getting wind of several nations out there that are starting to look deep into this fluoride situation in their nations and stand up against fluoride. So I think we're going to hear more about that. So that's good to know, Debbie.
Well, there are some communities that the people have actually fought and won and don't have fluoride in the water. But unfortunately, people have been so deprogrammed, you know, to believe that fluoride is good for you. I have a brother-in-law who's an oral surgeon, and I try and explain to him that fluoride's bad, and he just thinks, oh, you know, that's Debbie's thing, you know, and he, you know, pats me on the head, you know, and with that wise look on his face, you know, and they don't realize, and you know, they put it in all your toothpaste and everything, and it's so bad for you, you know.
Yeah, we had to look a long time to find toothpaste without it in it. We found some, and so they're available today than ever before. But it's tough because most people just go down the store and buy whatever's the cheapest on the shelf.
If you read, you know, the biggest thing to do with people is tell them read the tube, read the warning on the tube. It says right on the tube, if ingested, call poison control. I mean, if nothing else, why would you put that in your mouth?
That'd be an indication to some people.
I know, you would think. So that's one of the easiest things to tell people about fluoride toothpaste. It's so funny.
Yeah,
but,
listen, thanks for taking out the fluoride. And people get a hold of this now, these wonderful units. And what kind of prices you have on them?
Well, we have all kinds of prices. We have $199 for the Berkey Lights, and with the Berkey Lights, they get a sport bottle for free, or they can get the Imperial, which is our beautiful stainless steel 5-gallon, and it holds 4 filters, but it's expandable to 6 filters, and it's on sale for $359. And you get 2 sport bottles with that one. And we have lots of different combinations to meet the needs of each individual family.
Good.
So that we be sure that, you know, if you have a family of 2, you might want a different system from a family who's got 7 or 8 kids, you know.
Right.
And we'll be sure to support your programming by anybody calling in and saying that they heard it on the Jack McGlam Show.
Yes.
And that helps support your airtime, and we'll be sure to give them some Berkey Sport bottles for free with their orders.
I want to tell you, yesterday I heard from Republic Broadcasting Network, and you guys paid a substantial amount on my shortwave bill. So thank you so much for that, Debbie. That's really great. We're giving the people something wonderful to protect them and make them healthier, and you're supporting our work to reach out to people and get the God's word and the truth out to them. So that's an extra bang for their buck, knowing when they buy these Berkey water filters that they're also involved in getting truth and God's word out around the nation and around the world. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, we're really glad to do it. We like supporting your programming, and we like getting that truth out, you know, and let people make their choices. They can reach us at toll-free 1-888-803-4438 and at our website, which is berkeywater.com, spelled B-E-R-K-E-Y, water.com.
Give out that phone number one more time, Debbie.
It's 1-888-803-4438.
Okay. Did you want to hold over, or did you want to
I think I'm going to
answer the phones
and finish up some paperwork for the night.
Okay, my dear. Well, God bless you. Thank you for everything you're doing for so many people.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, welcome back. We're at the bottom of the hour here, and I don't know, is Paul, is Debbie still on? I don't hear anything, so I guess she's not. But I'll tell you, folks, it's really wonderful. We are working and working and working at Republic Broadcasting Network to get more and more people contacted out around the nation, around the world. And one of the great ways to do it, as you know, shortwave radio, and Debbie and New Millennium Concepts have stepped in and said, hey, we want to help get the truth out and get the you know, God's word out there as we're supposed to do. And they're willing to, if you buy your water filter systems to New Millennium, they pay on our shortwave system here at the Officer Jack McLam program. And so what a wonderful deal that is. You know, we don't have to tithe to help pay the, it is nice if you don't need a water filter, if you would tithe, pay part of your tithe into spreading God's word and the truth out through Republic Radio. That's great, and that's so good to do. But if you don't have a good water filtration system, you can have the best, and at the same time fund the work we're doing here. So what a great situation that is. But let's go back to our reports now. We're just in contact with so many sources out here. It's just overwhelming here today, especially because so much is coming in. But let me share a few things with you here. Maybe you've already heard about this. Some others have been talking about it. But here at our two police and military associations, we're keenly involved in researching these things to see what's going on. The thing that's troubling to us is that, as I was telling Debbie, that each of these terrorist attacks on America with 9/11, there was these military programs going forward, training exercises going forward, at the very moment that the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were attacked. But what's really interesting about it is the very scenario of buildings being attacked by airplanes was what the military was going through, the exercise they were going through. Now that's a coincidence, isn't it? You can say, well, that's just a coincidence. The very moment the attacks happened, the military was told it was just a test. It was just a exercise going on in the stand down, so our airplanes didn't even take to the air to stop these planes from hitting these targets. And then in London, same thing happened. Same thing. When their subways were blown up and the bus was blown up, they were having a military exercise in the UK, the United Kingdom there, and guess what it was all about? The scenario. The subways being attacked. So now you can see our concern that they got this NORTHCOM nuclear terror exercise based in Charleston, South Carolina, where a nuclear warhead is smuggled off of a ship, this is a scenario, and detonated. And it was, this is spooky, folks, because we have been thinking that there would either be a biological drop, a chemical drop, or a nuclear attack that our government would pull off to implement full 100% support, or almost 100% support of the American people to go kill all the Arabs. And this time it'll be blamed on Iran and Syria. And then the draft would be brought out that's already prepared. Everything's prepared for the draft. The government's ready to go. They've got all the draft offices staffed, and they're ready to go. So they know something's coming down, and they're going to have the draft very soon. And as we read yesterday, Bush's numbers of supporters is down to only 38% of the American people. That is horrific. And the other Republican socialists and globalists that are running for office again in the next election are scared to death that they're going to be fired, they're going to be voted out, and the Democratic socialists and globalists are going to be voted in, which could very well happen, except the fact that all they've got to do is carry off an attack on America serious enough, and of course that won't happen because Bush will be the wonderful Christian leader that's going to be there to save us, as he's been already there for a couple of years saving us and orchestrating all this, or at least those behind him have been. So let's share a little bit of this. We're concerned about our general, Kevin Burns, out there. Washington, August 10th. That was, let me look at the calendar. Yep, that's yesterday. On the Associated Press, this came out. An extraordinary move. The Army sacked a four-star general who was the subject of a Defense Department investigation into alleged sexual misconduct, officials said Tuesday. General Kevin P. Burns, commander of the Army Training and Doctrine Command, and by the way, folks, that is right there at Fort Monroe, where this training exercise is supposed to be coming out of, okay? And carried on much of it right there. He was approached, and the decision to relieve him of duty was made by the Army Chief of Staff, General Peter Schoolmaker. The Army announced no specific allegations against Burns. They'll be made up later. But a senior official said it involved unspecific sexual misconduct. The official spoke only on condition of anonymity, because of the sensitivity of the allegation. Once again, I'm thinking of my dear brother, Richard Taft, in there, because he would not stop following the Bush crime family's CIA involved with the mafia in New York, bringing hundreds of tons of drugs into the country and distributing it throughout the United States. And he's been in prison on sexual charges. He was charged sexually for molesting two little boys that he wasn't even in town at on the day. He was in the military in reserve training the day that the kids were told to say that he sexually molested them. And so here we go now. Is he a sexual molester? Is he a sexual deviant? Did he commit sexual misconduct? We don't know. Burns, 55 years of age, a Vietnam veteran, entered the Army in 1969 as a second lieutenant. He's ranked third in seniority now among the Army's 11 four-star generals. So here we go back now to this other report that came in. The head of Fort Monroe's Training and Doctrine Command, four-star General Kevin P. Barnes, was fired Tuesday, apparently for sexual misconduct, according to official sources. Other sources, however, have offered a different explanation for General Burns' dismissal, which ties in with Bush administration's unpopular plan to attack Iran and to stage nuclear attacks in the U.S., which would provide the pretext to go and attack Iran. According to reporter Greg Szymanski, anonymous military sources said that General Burns was the leader of a faction that was preparing to instigate a coup against the neocon hawks in an attempt to prevent further global conflict. Indications are that, much like popular opinion amongst the general public, half the military opposes the neocon Trotskyite agenda and half support it. Now, remember, folks, the neocons run our government today. I've got another report here, came in about that, laying on my desk here, that they run the government today. They give Bush his orders every day as to what countries he's going to attack and what he's going to do, and he follows those orders. Well, indications, further revelations were imparted by journalist Lehman, I guess it is, who appeared today on the Alex Jones Show. Learman's Army sources, including a former captain in intelligence, became outraged when they learned that the official story behind 9/11 was impossible. Well, I'm glad they finally figured that out. We knew it from the very beginning. But anyway, military intelligence sometimes is a little slow. They told Learman that the imminent NORCON nuclear terror exercise based in Charleston, South Carolina, where a nuclear warhead is smuggled off a ship and detonated, was originally intended to go live, as in the drill would be used as a cover for a real false flag state attack on America, just like 9/11. The website was relentlessly discussed similar style drills which took place on the morning of 9/11 and on the morning of 7/7 in London, as I was talking about, folks. Speculation exists that he had potentially discovered the fact, and that means General Kevin P. Burns discovered the fact that it was going to go live, the bomb was going to go off, and that he was trying to put a stop to it. Or also speculation indicates they may be part of a military coup designed to prevent the ridiculous idea of going into a nuclear war with Iran, said Learman. Learman said that other sources had told him that all Army leave had been canceled for September 7th onward, opening the possibility for war to be declared within that time frame. NORTHCOM officials also admitted that the Communist News Network, CNN, had been using its Situation Room as a studio for all this. Earlier this week, Washington Post reported that the Pentagon has developed its first-ever war plans for operations within the continental U.S., in which terrorist attacks would be used as a justification for imposing martial law on cities, regions, and entire countries. Yes, folks, once again, I state that we here at our two police and military associations know that the next terrorist attack on America that's going to be staged will cause about 99% of the American people anymore. They're all out and subjugating the people of other nations. So guess who the troops are going to be, folks? Back to this report. American Conservative Magazine recently reported that Dick Cheney had given orders to immediately invade Iran after the next terrorist attack in the U.S., even if there's no evidence that Iran was involved in the attack. We read that to you about a week ago, that report. Government and media mouthpieces have been fear-mongering for weeks about how a nuclear attack within the U.S. is imminent. Now, would be a most opportune time for the globalists to stage a major attack that would head off any potential indictments that are going down, we understand, against the Bush administration right now for their involvement in illegally outing CIA agent Valerie Plame. While rumors circulating about indictments having already taken place against Bush and Cheney should rightly be treated very carefully, and that's true, because we don't know if that's true or not, the fact is that there is an ongoing criminal investigation into the matter is something that's admitted and shouldn't be viewed as speculation. So, more reports here coming in. We have one from another part of the world coming in. Let me see here. Where is it from? I think, I don't see it on here. I had it earlier. But anyway, it's German. It's German, and it says here, Dick Cheney and other members of the administration keep saying they know where there will be another terrorist attack on America. Maybe they have inside information. The top level of the U.S. administration, Faith, Wolfowitz, Libby, Ludi, Pearl, and Zankheim, have very close ties to Israel. Some of them are even dual citizens. Pearl, Wolfowitz, and Faith have all either been caught or investigated spying for Israel. That's true. Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kiyotsky Karen Kiyotkowski. My goodness, what a last name. Her pieces on the Israeli generals in Doug Faith's office reveal the extent of the Israeli penetration at the Pentagon. Here's a picture of one of the meetings between Paul Wolfowitz and Israeli Defense Chief Sean Mossad, which I don't have the pictures right here. Then there's the IPAC spy probe, which is the Israeli organization that lobbies Congress all the time. Two officials of the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, were recently arrested distributing classified information from Larry Franklin, the Defense Intelligence Agency specialist, on Iran. Altogether, the massive quantity of Israeli or dual nationals both in and out of government arrested spying or possibly moving explosives, and then in quotation marks it says, of the 120 Israeli nationals deported just prior to and after 9/11, many were expert in explosives and signal intelligence. Also check DEA report for confirmation. That's in brackets here. But it says here, or possibly moving explosives, warrants a thorough investigation and interdiction, especially given the high-level Israeli infiltration of the U.S. civilian and military command. Perhaps the two largest factions of the New World Order, Skull and Bones and the Zionists, are now attempting to go into open warfare. The Bush administration attempts to clean out the neocons. Now, this is something that I can't even imagine because the Bush administration's run by the neocons. But anyway, this report says the Bush administration is attempting to clean out the neoconservative discipline, the Israeli military, and enforce the two-state solution in Israel. Well, our indications are here at our Police and Military Association posted that all three of those are false, that's not going to happen. The international crime lords, not the Israeli people that control Israel, keep dumb as the American people are kept by the Bush crime family. Okay, keep that in mind. The Israeli people don't know all this is going on. Now the Mossad does, of course, because that's the arm of the New World Order, just like the CIA and the FBI is the arm of the New World Order here in the United States. Okay, so, yeah, they know, or certain factions of them know, because they carry out a lot of these things, so they have to know. But predictably, it says here, the word in pro-Zionist circles is that the FBI investigation by counterintelligence chief David Sozzi into the Larry Franklin affair is anti-Semitic. That's what they're calling it. And driven by a CIA old guard. They hope they got rid of all of the old guard. They're trying very hard, but I guess there's still some around. We'll be right back with more of the program, folks, right after this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We have to get back down on our knees, folks, and this is a great time to do it, and ask God to forgive us for withdrawing and turning this nation over to these evil, evil people, and pray that God will stop them and confound them and not allow them to carry off these devastating operations that are pushing a political agenda. So just keep that in mind. God is in control. These turkeys are not. And so with prayer and asking God to forgive us and asking him to give us time to take back this country from these Luciferians, God has done that repeatedly in the Holy Scriptures, and he will do it again. I have no doubt. Read 2 Chronicles 7:14. Let's go right now to Jeff in Massachusetts. Brother Jeff, welcome to the program.
Ah, yes, indeed. Now, as far as Iran is concerned, if we go into Iran, we might be fighting the Russians, because the Iranians are heavily backed by Russia, and so is Syria.
Yeah,
they are
so is India, brother. India is really connected to Iran, too.
And you know what the funny thing is? I talk to people, and people say, yeah, they're a bunch of little brown people. Just nuke them. And I say, don't you realize that there are differences between the regions, and there are alliances and stuff that people don't even know about, and it just gets under my skin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Russians, the, as you say, the Syrians, the Indians involved with them, and other countries are, too. And this could be the start of something that the Bush crime families wanted, Jeff, and that's World War III. You know, this is what they're working for. And that could very well do it, because Iran is not going to be a pushover even by itself.
Oh, yes. And their military is sophisticated.
Yeah.
And the scary thing is they're fresh. We're stale. We're suffering from DU poisoning. They're not.
That's right.
It's just horse sense. We're going in there as a stale fighter going up against a fresh fighter. We're going to get knocked out in the first half of the first round.
Well, now, also, it's foolish to assume that Iran doesn't have nuclear devices, because Iran has a lot of money over a lot of years. And also, we've heard this from military people, that they probably have a bunch of these nukes just waiting for this kind of thing. Now, that's what we've heard, and we've heard it from pretty good sources, so I can't imagine them being that close to Israel with all of these hundreds and hundreds of nuclear devices, and Iran not using some of their money to just purchase nukes and have them sitting somewhere to use them in case they're attacked. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, I think looks like time's running out.
Yeah.
Well, looks like I believe Iran would use their nukes. These people in Iran don't play.
They don't play around. That's right.
Yes, indeed. I'll let you go and have a good one.
Hey, take care, Jeff. Thanks for calling in. Folks, well, that's it for tonight. And like I say, prayer works. And God's in his heaven and on his throne. And we just need to align with him again. And things will work out much better than what we expect. God bless all of you out there. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good night.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.